Sunday night, early Yud Aleph Adar, early Yud Adar, something like that. And everybody's showing up. We need a kid to stand outside and call us with the Labana. We need a kid with nothing better to do.
Look for the moon.
Could be you did it the first month of Shabbos. I didn't, so, and it's been raining since then. Okay. So we're in Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Aleph here. And we went through the primary, the Ikadik and Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Nida, and we're ready to start. After the Shmaitzer stops quoting the Gemaras with the words V'harambam Kosav. V'harambam Kosav V'harik Yud Milchus Mikvos Halach Avod D'chol HaTayra Shanasu Al Gabol Mafreya. The Rambam, this is the case of Mikvah. Mikvah Shanimdad V'nim Tzachaser Kol atayra shenasu al gabal ma'freya bein b'shus harabim bein b'shus hayochet tumeyos v'shatomei b'chezgoso ayin shom v'reizek rabbonon d'rishimin, because he paskins that it's vaday. And b'pashtus, the reason the Gemara ends up is tartilareyoso. However you interpret tartilareyoso, but you have a rechosa lefonecha and the cheskos tumo, the Rambam puts the focus on the Cheskos Tumah. That's not bad, because you could say in the Tarti L'Reyosah matchup that the Harechosa L'Fanecha is just is a Reyosah in the Cheskos Mikvah. We saw this chat in the Rishayim. So it's just a way that the Chazok of the Mikvah is does not counterbalance the Cheskos Tumah, because it's a flawed Chazokah. The Cheskos Tumah is not a flawed Chazokah. So, in effect, you remain with yeah, b'cheskos tumah. That's what the Rambam says. Reza Tomi b'cheskoso. Presumably, that's some shot in the Rambam. That's what we're going to be talking about. Why presumably? Because there's a stira. If the Rambam paskins the tarte l'reyosa, reizek rabbanon the Rav Shimon. V'gab b'chavius with the business with the truma and the chavius shel yayin in perakei mitrumas halacha chav dalid. He seems to paskin like Rav Shimon. The shloisha yomim arishayim vaday. Mikam ve'elech sofek. He doesn't say mikam ve'elech it's vaday tevel, which you would want him to say, because there also it's tartil reyoso. Harei chometz lefonecha and cheskos tevel. And for some reason he says harei sofek, which is like Rav Shimon, who didn't hold of this tartil reyoso business. So that's a problem. Harei zeker Rav Shimon. V'ikshu alo b'zeh. The sasri adodei hanech psoke. These two psokim contradict each other. Harei heim, harashba v'ritba, perek asori yuchse. They ask it over there in Kiddush and Afayin test. Again, there seems to be a machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbonon, whether it's Vaday or Safek. The case, you know, with all due respect, you know, we've been learning it the last two times. I can't help it. You know what I'm going to say. The Gemara Nida with the mikveh that was measured and found to be chaser. And what do you do with all the tyrus that were touched in the Suffolk period when you don't know if the mikveh was kosher or not?
I knew at one time it was kosher.
No, I understand the case, but I didn't know Rav Shimon.
Rav Shimon, the Gemara ends up saying, is chaylik with Rabbanon. And it has another braisa, a case where you were being mafresh truma meiser of yayin, and then one day you saw it was chaymitz. So you have to go backwards in time and assume the worst. But the worst, according to Rav Shimon, is suffik. That it's suffik. It was suffik chaymitz, and therefore your tevel is a problem. Suffik tevel. You weren't mafresh properly because it was chaymitz. Can't be mafresh from chaymitz on yayin. So you have the same arrangement of logistics, so to speak. You have the Tartil Reyosah, because you have the Cheskos Tevel, and you have a cheskas yayin clashing, but you have harei chaimitz lefanecha. So it seems to be the same dynamic, except so and Rav Shimon there says something. So Gemara says, okay, Rav Shimon's chaylik with the bonim. The problem is you can't. That's very nice. You can't do that with a Rambam. The Rambam paskins here vaday and here sofik. For Isi b'mishnah lamelech perik yud mimikvos sheherich b'zeh. You ever see if you ever open a Rambam, you see these humongous mishnah lamelechs. Like you say, there's no way anyone ever learned this mishnah lamelech. Ever, but it's not true. Nowadays, people don't have patience to learn anything, not even a Pnei Yeshua or a Shach. They want to learn the Ber Heitev or some sort of Kaivitz that tells you over what the Pnei Yeshua says. Certainly, nobody's making their way, I didn't say nobody. But certainly, it's not de rigueur, it's not the normal to learn through these huge Mishnah Lamelechs. Anyway, there's a huge Mishnah Lamelech here, and he says the Hela B'Yishuv. He answers the Kstira very beautifully, it seems. The Rambam said the Kach Terutz of Basra, the Ibo Yusema. If you remember back, as he was bringing down the Gemara had another Terutz to the Kstira and had another interpretation, and ended up saying the Atamu Mishamda Soif Tuma. That Rabbanan don't learn out Soif Tuma from Tchilas Tuma. So Tchilas Tuma meaning a suffix whether or not something became Tomei, and Soif Tuma being a question whether or not it became Tohar, or whether it became Ois Tevel. So what is the Gemara saying? This is the question, this is what the Mishnah Lamelech is saying in the Rambam, that the first teretz of the Gemara was the Tartilereos of business, and that's why the mikvah, the Taharos, were considered Vaday Tomei even in Rishus HaRabim, because it wasn't considered Sofek. So therefore in Rishus HaRabim it's also Tomei, because it was considered Vaday because of the Tartilereos. In the Ibo Yosema, Rabbonon learn out from Sota. This is an interpretation of the Ibo Yosema. We're not going to open the Gemara Nida again and learn the Vibor Yosema, but if you remember, there was a question how to understand the Vibor Yosema. So the Mishnah Lamelech suggesting that the Rambam understood the second explanation of the Gemara of all of these cases as being chayzer, as a retraction from the principle of Tartei Tesasrei, Tartei L'Reyusa, and it's giving a whole new pshat now. It's saying that really Rabbanan are purely learning it out from Sota, that Sofei Kavadai. It's Tumma and Sofei Kavadai. Aye, then why? And it's not Vadai because of the Tartei L'Reyusa. It's Taka Sofek. But they learn out Sofek Kivadai from Soto, and therefore it's Tomei Vadai. But when why in Rishus HaRabim is it Tomei Vadai, if it's learned out from Soto? Because they don't learn out Sof Tumma from Tchilas Tumma, the interpretation of the Mishnah Lamelech is Lekula. Tchilas Tumma means that it become Tomei. Sof Tumma means that it become Tohar. So they don't learn out a Kula Sof Tumma and Tchilas Tumma. So you're ending up learning out from Sota that Sofek Tumma is Sofek Kavadai. Another Rabba, and if in Tchilas Tumma it's Sofek Kavadai, certainly in Sof Tumma it's Sofek Kavadai, that's Lechumra. But the Kula of not having it be in Rishus HaRabim that way, so that you learn out, you don't learn out Sof Tumma from Tchilas Tumma.
But Tchilas Tumma would have a Cheskas Taira to begin.
Doesn't matter, but you learn out from Saita, you're right. But that's what you learn out from Saita, that we ignore the Cheskas Taira. Exactly, that's the Lima from Saita, according to everybody. You learn out from Saita that Sofek Kavada, and you don't follow Cheskas Taira. So according to the Ibo Yosema, the Mishnah Lamelech learning in the Rambam, the reason that the Rabbanan Amatame, the Sofek and the Mikvah, the Rishus HaRabim, is because you don't learn out Lekula. And therefore you just learn out Lechumra, that's Sofek Kavadai, that the din of Sofek Tumah is a Sofek Kavadai. Batamu Misham Davi Soif Tumo Ulakach Davko Gabi Tumo. Oh, okay, wait. Yeah. Ulakach, and this is, we continue with the, now it's going to be, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, then the Rambam is beautiful. Because the case of Chavis is not a case of Tumma. That means the Rambam learned in the Gemara, again, the exact pshat in the Gemara you'd have to go back to the Gemara for. But it certainly is not shver, it's not the simple, it's not like Pashtus is a tremendous chiddush of pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's Ibo Yisrael is not even so clear. We saw last time Tosis asks Akasha, what is the Ibo Yisrael changing from the first Teret? You still need Tarkil Reyes, so you still need everything. But the Rambam's learning, according to the Mishnah Melech, that the Ibo Yisrael is throwing out the Svar of Tarkil Reyes. It's throwing out the Svar of Tarkil Reyes, and it's straightforwardly learning out from sight that it's Sofik Vaday, and that's why it's a Vaday. And we learn it out through Shus HaRabim, not because of Tarkil Reyes, but because Soif Tum Metchilas Tum, you can't learn out of Kula. Mashenkin by Chavis and Tavel and Truma, you're not dealing with Tumma, so there's no more sight in the picture. You're dealing with Isavaheta. You're dealing with Ilavaheta. So we may let Rama Paskins, it's a Sufik. Once we don't hold of Tarkil Reyes, so it's a Sufik Isser. When you have this dynamic, the Cheskas Tevel versus the Cheskas Yayin that has a Reyes, of a rechaimetz lefanecha, so it's a sotik. It's not a bad thing. There's no more tarkil reyos as far. The Gemara was chayzer from that, but it's not tuma. So you don't learn out from sight of sotik and adai either. That's what he says. Ulekach. Adirabe. There's no mold anymore. There's a different machlokas. What? Rabbanan learn it out from sota. But they don't learn out Issa from Sota. And by Issa, there's no machlokas, right. Ulakach, says the Shemaitre, in quoting the Mishnah Malach still. Dafkal Gabi Tumah, the Ashkan Dasua, Kosu Bishasayachad Vadai Tumah. So you learn out Sofi Kavadai. Ulakach Af Bishasarabim Asu Kavadai, Gabi Soif Tumah. Because you don't learn out the kulo, then it's just a rabbim it's tor. Avo gabi chavez the isura. So they're moide to Rav Shimon, as you said, that it's a suffik tevel. Tartil rei, so it does not make it a vade. Avo gabi chavez the isura, eno ela suffik. Okay, that's the Mishnah Lamelech. He speaks out that the Gemara statement, man tona chavez, Rav Shimon he, is only in the first Teretz of the Gemara that the reason of Rabbana was Tartil Reyesa, because that's how the beginning of the Omud goes on Beis Amud Beis. But then in the Yibay, same in the Gemara, Staka Chayza from that. Ulafish. Okay, so now what the Shmaitzer is going to be saying now, he's going to be agreeing with the Mishnah Lamelech, I think. At come with the Mishnah Lamelech, no Shmaitzer yet, this is the Mishnah Lamelech. And the Shmaitz is going to say that the Mishnah Lamelech has as a source a Rashba. A Rashba. Ulevisha hooks of the Toysus, we see Taka Toysus in either of Gimel Amad Aleph. Bahach Teretz Viboy Yusema. When the Gemara says Viboy Yusema, Rabbonon is loyal finan soif tumma metchilos tumma. Because there's no Cheskas Taira by soif tumma. Machilik yesh bein tchilas tumma l'soif tumma. Hakaim lom b'shus harabim tohor afilu leka chazoka. You see, you don't need a chazkas tayra to make sofik tumma b'shus harabim sveiko tohor. Right, that's Tosa Shita, that sofik tumma b'shus harabim sveiko tohor even without the chazkas tayra. What? Even if there is a cheskus tamei, you matir sofik tumma b'shus harabim. There's no cheskus taira. Right?
Yeah, but there's also no cheskus tumma.
No, I'm not sure. That's probably machlokes rishonim. If you hold that the din of sofik tumma b'shus haryachid, that's also part of the limud. That sofik tumma b'shus harabim sveiko tohor. Then it would be the case even in the face of a cheskas tumma, wouldn't it? just like the Cheskos Tuma of the Soto, just like the Sofik Avadi of the Soto, stands up in the face of a Cheskos Taira. So if you hold that the Xeris HaKozov extends to saying that Sofik Tuma Bishus Arabim Seiko Tohor, Lechor would stand up in the face of a Chazaka also. But that's Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. So Tosfos wants to know what the second Teretz is adding to the first. Therefore, Tosfos is forced to say, "Hachal Seif Tumah, Vavitarta L'Reyusa, V'Samach Ateirutz Akama." That when they say that the reason of Rabbanon is Lo Yalfinon Seif Tumah Mitchilos Tumah. How do you learn the symbol? When you read the Gemara, you say, wait, what are we looking for? Why is Tommy and Rosh Hashanah? Why is Tommy and Rosh Hashanah? Why is it Tommy and Rosh Hashanah? So you say, Lo Yalfin and Safek Tumah, Safek Tumah Mitchilos Tumah. So Tosfos says, what about the Chazaka? Why don't you follow Chazaka? Akaponim Tosfos is forced into saying, I'm not sure right now why, that the second teretz of the Gemara also has to hold of the Tartu L'Reyusa to explain Rabbon. That's what Tosfos has to come up with. That the and then Tosfos is bothered by V'hu Tamua. That's the Shmaitzer talking. V'hu Tamua Dimkein Mazu Hosocha Shemose V'bo Yoseba. If the second teretz has to hold that the reason of the Safek Tumah Bishus HaRabim being Tomei by the case of the Mikvah is because of Tarta L'Reyusa, then we're back by the first teretz. As Rav Shimon learns out Sof Tumah Mitchilos Tumah, right? So he learns out that Bishus HaRabim is Tohar. So he learns out Sof Tumah Mitchilos Tumah. And the Gemara says, Rabbanan Lo Yalfinan Soif Tumma Mitchilos Tumma. Okay, still, why is it Tomei? You should follow the Chazaka. You should follow the Chazaka. You should follow the Cheskos Taira. You should follow, not the Cheskos Taira, what? The Cheskos. We have a Gemara Nida here. Yeah. What's Tosfos Kasha? We have a Nida here, we need a Nida. I need Tosfos. We didn't get that sophisticated yet. Maybe you can tap on the app. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Vibo Yosema. And the time of the Rav Shimon, Gomer Soif Tumah Mitchilos Tumah. Matchilos Tumah Bishus Rabim Tohor. Av Soif Tumah Bishus Rabim Tohor. And Rabbonim say, Tchilos Tumah you have a Cheskos Taira. Here you don't have a Cheskos Taira. Adarabi, you have a Cheskos Tumah. Okay, now Tosfos says, Tema, for Rabbonim Metamen Av Bishus Rabim Shem David Tarta L'Reyosah. Kein lavi sofik lo shaykh zal soit de midi no shra was de shaykh Ba mir ben utam de lo kommer hoch ja de forest lo tiksu wo mi soit da Okay. don't want to get bogged down in the Gemara Sota. Akaponim, Tosfos has the problem. What was the second lashon is mechadish? The way Tosfos learns in the sugya, I'm admitting I'm not going into it now. You have to follow the whole cheshbon of the sugya. But the bottom line is that Tosfos learns that the second teretz of the Gemara is stuck with Tarta L'Reyusa to explain Rabbanan also, bottom line. How do you explain that Bishas Rab Mitzvah they Tomei? So that's to be with Tarta L'Reyusa. And now the Shmaitzer says, V'hu Tomua, that's a Pella, V'kei Mazu Ho Sofa Shemos V'Yibor Yosema, it's really not adding anything to the discussion. You're ending up with the same shot in Rabbanan and the same shot in Rav Shimon. It's not tumma, right? Sota is called tumma. According to the Rashba, it's tumma Rishus Rabbim because you learn out from Sota, plain and simple. And you don't learn out the kula of Rishus Rabbim from Sota, because on that is what the Gemara says: Lo yalfin and soif tumma mitchilas tumma. Bachati tumua asks the Mishnah Lamelech. What did I say? Mishnah Melech? Okay, so we'll stop at the end of the parak. I'm falling asleep. Chas v'shalom, I'm not falling asleep. Pesach, are you with us? V'chati tamua. You got to learn the sugya need to the first three amudim.
No, it's my fault.
It's not your fault, chas v'shalom. You should have learned it the last half yomi. That's your fault. If the chazer is... V'chati tamua. On the Rashba. The Chimedain of the Sofek, the Lahach Vibo Yisema, to the Ramina Nachsor, the Tarta L'Reyusa, that it's a Vadai. Saying that we'll see in a second that Tosfos does not like the svara we said that gufa is the lo yalfinon, that you can't learn out soif tumah from tchilas tumah lekula. Why? Even the Bishus Harabim Torah, I feel like a Cheskos Tyro. Aha. We make an assumption that Soif Tuma is more chomer than Tchilas Tuma because there's a Cheskos Tuma. And in Tchilas Tuma there's no Cheskos Tuma. But once you say that something tumma b'shus harabim is tor, even without a cheskos tyra, if the din that you want to learn out, so you learn out from Sota because you don't know the type of the rail, so it's a vadai, so it's still a sofik. Now you don't want to learn out that sofik tumma b'shus harabim sfeiko tohor because you don't want to learn lakula. But if we ignore the cheskos tyra, the Shmaitzer's point. If we ignore the cheskos tyra, then there would be no difference between Soif Tumah and Tchilas Tumah. The difference between Soif Tumah and Tchilas Tumah is what the Chazakah is. if we learn out that Sofik Tumah Bishus a Rabbi and Sfekot Tor, even without a Chazaka.
But without a Chazaka is not the same thing as with either Chazaka.
He's not Mechalik that way. Maybe that would be the Chilik because there's a Cheskos Tumah. But if you learn out, we'll put that aside. That's a good question, and maybe that's the answer to the Shmaitz's question. But he's saying that if Cheskos Tumah Bishus a Rabbi and Sfekot Tor, even without a Cheskos Taira, then he seems to be ignoring the Cheskos Tumah. So then there's no difference. Then there's no reason. Then you could learn out, and you should be able to learn out. Sof Tumah Mitchilas Tumah, that Bishus a Rabbi and Tor. That's what he wants. Vachadi Tumah, yeah, wait. Need the Bishus Hayochar also Sofi Kavali Tumah, Bishus a Rabbi also Kavali Sofi Kavali the Taira. Came to Sofi Tumah, Bishus a Rabbi, Nami, name a Tor. And if you want to answer me, that you're not going to learn out Lakula, but the Chukus is a Toysus. Even the Bishus Arabim Tor, Afilu Leko Cheskos Taira, and Kane Mali Soif Tumor Tchilosoi, even the Anuelo Sofek. So there's no more Chumra and Soif Tumor more than by Tchilos Tumor, is what he says. The Cheneget Cheskos Tomei, because you have something counteracting the Cheskos Tomei, Ikanami Cheskos Hamikva. So that's counteracting it. We're ignoring, we're not going with title of Eilsa now. I was waiting for someone to ask that. We're ignoring it. Lozeh Huchachua Toysus Leflourish to Samachateru Tsukama. Double A title of Eilsa. Mom was like you just said. But that's very schwer, because like, then what's the difference in the first and second Terence? Avali Naima Gusveka Avim Kain Levitor Vandibishus Ramuch Kushus at Toysus. The Terence would seem to be. And we're dealing with much worse than a lack of a Cheskos Taira. We're dealing with a Cheskos Tumah. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll see. Maybe.